her bitter words of anguish have been spoken. All her salty tears of sorrow have been wept. The heart of stone within her has been broken since her cowboy with another cowboy slept. They gave that kid a job just to give him a chance. The last thing she suspected was a cowboy romance. He knew not how to ride a rope, he knew not how to notch. Just goes to show that on the trail it's the quiet cowboys you have to watch. In the farmyard's chickens get it on with rooster. In the paddocks, mares for stallions are reserved. The idea that her cowboys might be partial to each other was one that had not occurred. She figured that she'd keep that frisky bronco for herself. The way he wore his moleskins was dynamic for her health. His rippling flanks suggested that he'd make a handy steed. In the stables they'd go riding, who knew where the trail might lead. So it saddened her to find she was mistaken about her cowboy and that luscious leading hand. Up on the prairie they'd been a-making bacon, was at the homestead she'd been feeling undermanned. That feeling didn't last long, cause that Brumby he moved in. The three of them together on one ranch, it was a sin. She thought she might feel left out, but she soon had cause to grin, because her cowboys were fundamental. They both like to sing. So now the ranch is purring with contentment. It's spring all year, that much is plain to see. Our heroine is happy with her vengeance. She's the queen of kinky cowboy husbandry. Yes, she's the queen of kinky cowboy husbandry. I said she's the queen.